Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Carrie Oberbrunner here. Welcome to episode 126. We're talking today all about YouTube. How do you maximize your online presence through a free medium called YouTube? I brought in a very special guest today. He's one of our Igniting Souls 2018 conference speakers. He's a humble dude. But let me just tell you a little bit about him. The guy is a YouTube celebrity. You've probably never heard of him because he's on a channel that most of my listeners probably are not interested in. But you're going to learn all about him. And more importantly, you're going to learn about how Brad's expertise is going to save you a ton of time, a ton of money, and probably increase your online presence in terms of influence, impact, and income. I personally have done a bunch of consulting with him on our YouTube channel. It's helped a ton, and I thought it was so valuable that you would benefit. And that's why I asked him to do something, to come on, give us his very best. And he's got a new book coming out, which he'll talk about as well. But literally, it's a roadmap for how to use YouTube in your business and your brand, even if you consider yourself a total rookie, a total newbie. It doesn't matter. Brad's here to help us. So let's jump right into our interview today.
Hey, everybody. It is Carrie Oberbrunner. Great to be with you today. I am with my very good friend, Brad Burke. How you doing today, Brad?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Look, we are talking about a very important topic today, all about how to increase your online presence using YouTube. So right away, people automatically maybe have fears, maybe they have stereotypes. First of all, why is YouTube hot? Isn't it like one of the best search engines in the world that people go to? Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so YouTube is actually the second most popular search engine in the world.
Wow.
And I think the reason why that is because, you know, people have sort of evolved. Like, it's no longer, they no longer want to read things. They want to, like, you know, it's like show me, don't tell me kind of thing.
Right.
So when they have a question, if they can get an immediate, you know, visual response, or actually just have someone walk them through it, it answers their questions and puts them in a more comfortable space right off the bat.
Yeah.
In the past, when you're either looking for, I mean, I use it, you know, even just for, like, you know, small things where I don't understand it. You know, you go to YouTube, like, how to fix a sink, how to do this on your car. There's pretty much videos on every single topic.
Yeah.
And it's honestly almost like at this point, like a video encyclopedia, and you can look up whatever you want.
That's
you can
true.
Watch someone walk you through something, or you can dial into any of your, you know, favorite hobbies just through a search. And it's kind of incredible that it's evolved into that.
Yeah, I mean, just some funny illustrations. I've used YouTube for everything from how to change my daughter's mini scooter tire to but the snowblower isn't working to, like you said, the sink. Even today, our team, somebody on the team asked, how do you download Facebook videos? And where did we go? We went to YouTube to learn out how to download Facebook videos. So I tell my coaching clients all the time that that is like the secret sauce for many times not having to hire a VA or a freelancer. Like, go to YouTube first, because somebody there has done work and they are solving a problem. Do you think people go there as well for other reasons than solving a problem?
Yeah, I think a lot of times people, so like, I think it's two different people who go to YouTube. There are people who go there for entertainment. I get all my entertainment, I get all my news, I get everything through YouTube.
Wow.
And then you have the people who come to the platform with something directly in mind, a question they want answered. And, you know, they type in the question, and then basically there's all these video creators or professionals out there who have created videos on these topics, just waiting for that search to come through so someone can discover that video.
That's amazing.
And I think that's an interesting, it's a really, really cool way to, I guess, you know, if you think about the perspective of someone coming to the platform and you sort of know, like, will they be searching for this? You can kind of cater your business practices or, you know, your message around those specific things. And it's a really good funnel too. Like just sure. like, you know, getting people familiar, at least total strangers who may not know about you.
Yeah.
Just to discover what you do. And then, you know, if you deliver on your value, then, you know, that could lead to something else.
Right. Because the old adage is that people do business with those they know, like, and trust. And today, more than ever, YouTube gives you the ability to feel like you are knowing someone, whether you like them and whether you can trust them. So let's talk about that. Because 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, there was no medium like this. You would have had to go down to your local TV station, rent a whole bunch of equipment. Today, it's on our smartphones, and we can literally be connected to YouTube that quickly. So, Brad, give people that are watching, I know we have probably authors, we have speakers, we have coaches, we have entrepreneurs. Those are the typically four groups of people that really follow the Igniting Souls message. But what are some examples of perhaps videos that any one of those four demographics could create?
Well, let's start with the authors and speakers. I think a lot of times their messages kind of coincide because oftentimes when you write a book, another step after writing a book may be speaking at events.
Sure.
And sort of because also then maybe you're deliverable at the event too. You might be like, you know, selling your book or distributing your book. I think what you can do is take your topics, take your, you know, whatever you're talking about, whatever you wrote,
sure,
break it down into digestible chunks and think about that topic from an outside perspective. If someone was curious about it, but they didn't know the full extent of it.
Okay.
Like, what would that person do when they got to a keyboard to like search for it? Like, how would they discover or ask that question?
So for example, should I hire a life coach? Should I hire a business coach? That might be a good topic.
Yeah, basically, I mean, honestly, any kind of questions can be really good topics. And you could even go to like Google Trends,
okay,
and other sort of, you know, online systems where you can actually see how much someone is searching for specific phrases. Even if you go to YouTube, like if you go to YouTube and you open it up in a private browser, and the reason why you do that is so that it doesn't feed off of your past search history and recommend things, you can see organically what people are searching for. You start typing in a question, you know, why are cats? And then it may autofill, why are cats afraid of cucumbers? Which was an online fad. You know, people were super curious about that about a year ago. And the stuff that's at the top typically is what's surging at the moment, like what people are searching for most often. But then you can go to Google Trends and you actually can search in specific keywords and phrases and stuff like that. And you can see the search volume and how intense things are for specific things. And it really comes down to almost like it's SEO. It's a main factor of it. But you can deliver on questions derived from what you're speaking about, what you're writing about, to then get people to preemptively hear your message or discover you.
Interesting.
So that then you can convert them basically to, you know, if you instill that value, if you deliver on what you're promising, then they're going to leave fulfilled. But they may not just leave. They may stick around and see what else you have to offer. They might check out another video, even if it's not 100% what they need. And then they may subscribe. And then they'll always be, you know, they'll be updating stuff when you put out new content.
Fantastic. So you really see YouTube as a long game strategy for building followership and creating value in the world. I think of a video that I did a few years ago that has gotten a lot of views, but it was like, how do you pick a killer book title? You know, how do you pick, how do you name a book title? How do you pick a killer book title? But that thing at the end mentions one of our programs. And I know for a fact that some people found that video, listened to it, and then said, huh, maybe this guy has more to offer. So I am fully agreeing with your strategy. So folks, if you're just tuning in, Brad, I think you have a fantastic story because you never woke up one day and said, I want to be a YouTube consultant. I want to be a YouTube brand. How did you fall into this? Because I think this is fascinating. And now today, you're a full-time YouTuber. Let's talk about that.
So YouTube came out when I was in high school. And when it first launched, there weren't really many opportunities in terms of, you know, I guess paths you could take on it.
Sure.
It was just, you know, basically the Wild West. Like people didn't know what you could utilize it for. Online video was still in its infancy. And so you would just create videos and you put them out there. You know, so I made like, just funny videos with my friends. And then eventually, you know, we all graduated, we all went to different colleges and life took us all in different directions.
Sure.
I then attempted to do YouTube, or I was still interested in YouTube because like I remember watching those videos when I was in high school and creating those videos. And at the time I was actually doing video production in college.
Interesting.
So I dove into it again. But again, there was really not a, I guess, a goal.
Yeah.
There was like, it was creating for fun. So creating with my friends. And it wasn't until like starting to work, you know, I worked at an agency where we did, you know, SEO and stuff. And we were really, I felt like we were at the forefront of like, you know, YouTube and online video and a lot of things. So a lot of things were really just being discovered. You know, we had the search engine optimization under our belts, but like YouTube and video was a completely different world, especially, you know, after Google bought it and these things. So through all of this, through my own, you know, professional, I guess, career path, where I eventually got to the point where I was working at a, you know, pretty prestigious software company doing marketing and things of that nature. It didn't really ever dawn on me that I was ignoring this calling for this platform because I was basically isolating my passion. I was isolating sort of what I wanted to do. And I, you know, basically I just accepted like, hey, this is what success looks like.
Right.
However, at the end of the day, I just felt empty. I felt like something wasn't right. And the more and more I was at this job and I was there for, it was a really good job, but I was there for about four and a half years.
Okay.
Eventually, I just got to the point where, like, I'm seeing all this stuff happening on this platform, this video platform that I'm super passionate about.
Right.
But I wasn't doing anything. And when I tried to do things, especially at the company I was at, people weren't receptive to it.
Yeah.
Because it was unknown territory and
innovative,
unfortunately,
all that stuff.
Yeah. It's interesting because, like, for being in it, you know, you always want to be innovators, but, like, every time I would bring this up as an innovative idea, like, I feel like the door would be shut in my face. So I was like, this isn't working.
Yeah.
So I basically, you know, I left my job and I tried giving YouTube a whirl, like actually diving into it and figuring out for, you know, the entire platform because I was just, I mean, it was my passion. Like I would nerd out about talking about YouTube to people. So that is when I started to figure out like, wow, this is one of the most unutilized, like powerful assets that anyone online can have.
Wow.
And no one's doing anything about it. You go to like a branding agency, you go to like a, you know, an ad agency, they'll sell you a social media package, but I guarantee it won't have YouTube in it because like no one understands it. No one actually takes the time to do it. They'd rather just, you know, create Facebook content or other things and then just put ad dollars behind it.
Right.
Instead of culturing and I guess nurturing and a video presence on YouTube.
Right. So like a whole community around it.
Yeah, so that's when I started realizing that there's a lot of value in YouTube. Even for individuals and small businesses and really anything, YouTube is like the ultimate launching point for whatever you want to do. You can use it to, you know, basically increase interest around certain topics that you're doing or actually use it to direct people to what you're doing. And from there, after you start building up a following,
right,
based off of, you know, delivering value, then it's like, you can take that in any direction. And I think that's what was super exciting about it. And right now is such an interesting time because if you go to any of the big, if you went to any of the big marketing conferences in the past year, or even like 2 years ago, there was a lot of talk about what's called influencer marketing. And this is just now starting to really go full steam ahead. I mean, this 2018 already has been really interesting because of the amount of emails I get from influencer marketing, like establishments.
Sure.
This is a new avenue where people who have these, you know, online followings through YouTube and other social platforms, it's like the ultimate form of marketing because you have an organic fan base that you built up that, you know, to them, they, you know, you basically, it's, you have like a friendship, like you appreciate your audience and you interact with your audience and it's amazing. And on the same front, they look forward to your next video.
Yep.
So you actually have a friendship with your audience, and like marketers are like, that's incredible because like normally you're just pitching a, you know, you're either playing a, you know, a television ad or you're putting ads online and like
it's not, you can use,
yeah, you can use demographics and these things to figure out who's seeing your message. But like, honestly, you don't really know your audience at the end of the day. Like you may have them pinned down to a specific, like, you know, demographic or category, but like you actually haven't talked to them. Mm. And I think that's what a lot of people realize. And this is why this influencer marketing for YouTube has been blowing up.
Yeah.
So basically all of that is what got me super interested in the platform to learn everything about it. Mm-hmm. Because honestly, you can use YouTube to carve a life path and use it as a launching point to so many different endeavors. And I think that's just super, super exciting.
Yeah. Well, listen, let me be the skeptic here that, you know, they might be listening to the podcast. They might be watching this on video and they're saying, come on, Brad, I don't have the time. Like, sure, it worked for you. And, you know, just to drop some numbers, what, you have over 100,000 subscribers on YouTube and a lot of engagement. And in your circle, you're known as a thought leader for creating the content that you create. But for the average person who's out there, the coach, the author, the speaker, the entrepreneur who says, I don't have time, what would you say to them? If they're using time, money, skill, what are some of these objections that you would talk about?
I think time is usually the thing that stops anyone from doing anything. You know, they think of this time investment because the journey to get there, sometimes they quantify it as like, it's going to be too long or it's not going to be lucrative enough.
Right.
And I just feel like that stops them from actually attempting it. And this was something when I was creating too, I definitely had my doubts. Sure. I definitely stumbled through things and figured it out. And it was at first difficult.
Sure.
Because like, there was like, you know, I tried to figure out like, who could I go to and ask about these things? And there weren't a lot of things out there. Like you were just sort of, you know, I felt like I was in an unknown land,
yeah,
trying to figure out directions myself, because there wasn't like a guidebook. There wasn't like a something I could pick up and just, you know, kind of go through.
Yeah.
And that's actually what led me to, you know, writing a book about it. Because when I was creating, I wish I had a guide. I wish I had some form of, you know, basically path that I could follow to basically speed up the process so that I wasn't wasting all this time, you know, guessing and checking and, oh, this didn't work because of this. And like, I had to figure, and you had to figure out why that didn't work. And it's just, that's a long process because like, it's all unknown.
Yeah.
And that was so, it was frustrating for me too, because like, I was so passionate about the platform, but I kept running into these roadblocks. And then when I started speaking, I realized that people are asking the same questions. Mm. People are, you know, asking me like, how do you get your foot in the door? How do you start gaining traction? All these different things. And that's why I was like, I'm going to write a book on it.
That's actually
why, you know,
how we
all
met.
These questions and all these things. Yeah, it's actually how we met.
Right.
I was obviously looking for, and here's the book right here. I was looking for the, basically the same thing. If you think about it, I was like, wow, writing.
Yep.
Being an author, where do I get started? This seems like a crazy time investment. Like,
yes.
I really don't know where to start. I have so many different questions, and this is going to be a huge ordeal.
Yep.
And that's actually when I met you, because you streamlined the whole process for me and made it super, super easy, super convenient, especially for me. Like, I have a very, very aggressive schedule uploading videos. So, like, being able to follow a program,
yep,
and being able to you know, have a, something step by step that I can digest and get from me just, you know, spewing out thoughts to like a physical book that I wrote.
how does it feel? You held it the other day for the first time. I think your words were surreal.
It's surreal. I mean, like a lot of people, even I describe it almost like very similar to my YouTube experience. It's surreal when you make it because we always have these dreams and stuff we're looking up to. And sometimes we feel like we're never going to get there. Sometimes you feel like the target's moving and no matter how hard or how fast you sprint towards it, or you feel like sometimes like you're not going to reach there. So when like you do put in the work and then you do reach there, it's like, it's such an incredible feeling. Like it's like also like a peace of mind thing too. It's like, wow, this is real. This isn't just a fantasy anymore.
Well, you have an eternal product that will outlive you. Well, that's crazy. You know, I know you don't have kids yet, I don't think, but you know, you've given birth to something eternal. And what I love about this, Brad, is that now when people sit down, you have a heart to serve people. So first of all, that's why we connected, because I thought, here's a guy who gets it, who wants to serve people. But you know, as a thought leader, you only have a limited amount of time. And if you had to sit down with everybody that ever said, hey, Brad, I got some questions about YouTube, and you had to, from scratch, lead them down a path, that would take lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
And now for $15-$20, someone can essentially get the best of your thinking in a framework and immediately start applying your content. I mean, a book is like the most inexpensive investment ever for someone to get the best of Brad's brain. And this is what I want people to catch today. Like, everyone who's watching or listening today has something of value to give. And this is what Brad's saying. YouTube is a vehicle. And if you're not using the second highest search engine in the world to get your message out, you're actually losing money. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, it always baffles me when people ignore the platform, because like it is such a lucrative platform. And going back to what you just said, like anything, any thoughts are really, you're a master at something. And a lot of people don't understand, or they may not feel that they're a master at something, but like your passions are contagious. And I guarantee there are other people out there that are curious about that same passions. I remember seeing, just thinking about this concept, and I don't remember the actual quote or where it was derived from, but it's like, I remember seeing this is a guy who's very passionate about like climbing trees, right?
Okay.
So like in the rainforest. And
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's like the beautiful, it's like, you know, how beautiful the views are at the top of these, you know, these canopies and stuff. Yeah. That's, to me, that's incredible. Like if I'm ever, you know, traveling or doing something, like I would want to go to that person and like they're obviously a master at it and they really enjoy it. And like that would be the person that I would seek out to either train me or guide me through that process.
Yep.
And that same concept can be accomplished through video very easily, about any type of passion or any type of, I mean, it could be anything. It doesn't even have to be a passion. It could be a fear. Because like even like a lot of people, like just talking about their fears, like you realize like, oh my gosh, so many other people have these same fears. And like, hey, this is how I overcame this, or this is how I, you know, gained some clarity on this topic. And like, then you suddenly have people like, oh yeah, that's cool. And you form a little like support group. And then like, it's the same thing. Like YouTube's about uniting people. Like it's about, you're putting a thought out there, regardless if it's a, you know, a business thought, it's a personal thought, anything. And then finding like-minded individuals that you can hold that conversation with.
Love it.
And that's such a, you know, it's such an awesome and beautiful thing. And like, it's incredible just talking to people like all around the world.
Yeah.
Like knowing you can bring people together based off of just a thought you projected online.
I love it. Let me recap some of the things that I've already found valuable today. So number one, YouTube is the second highest search engine in the world. Number two, it gives people the ability, video, to know, like, and trust you, to sample you prior to buying from you. Number three, everybody's a master. So everybody watching this right now has something that they can give the world. And video allows you to, I would say, increase your influence, impact, and income, because you can't have one-on-one chats with everybody in the world. That takes time. But video is the ability for people to access your brain, or, like you just said, video even allows a community to come around because of shared fears, shared experiences. This is fantastic. One more time, can you hold up that book, Brad? It's called The YouTuber Journey. And what's the subtitle say?
A Complete Guide to Pursuing a Creative Career Through YouTube.
I love it. I read it, first of all. And let me just, this is a true confession. Brad, I chatted with you in 2017 and I said to our team, I said, look, one of the goals in 2018 is for our brand, Igniting Souls, Carry Over Runner, to get more present on YouTube. You know I do video all the time, but it's a lot of times on Facebook. Already our subscribers, based upon the value you've given, has, I think, doubled even in this year. And again, we just started. But you even showed Abby and others on our team how to do the thumbnails correctly, how to choose the titles correctly, keywords. I mean, there were so many things that it's like, if you're going to do a YouTube video, to not use the principles and tools that you suggest is just foolish, because you help optimize the views, increase subscribers. It's awesome. The last few days, Brad, every time I log into YouTube, I use YouTube to actually listen to music. So I have YouTube Red ad-free, and I just listen to soundtracks when I write. But every time I go there, it says, you've got a new subscriber. You've got a new subscriber. And I credit that to exactly the book and the teaching that you put in the book. Give people, flip to your table of contents, Brad, and tell people, like, what is the book broken down into sections?
So there's three sections to the book. The first is called The Grand Adventure. And it's almost like a sort of like memoir slash reflecting on my path. But it talks about, you know, having that calling or feeling that calling that I had to basically pursue YouTube. I had to pursue my passion.
Yes.
That was the igniting thing that basically set all this into motion. That the fact that I was ignoring these things. So the first section of the book talks about going through all the steps of the process. And I it's sort of like a metaphor for this grand adventure.
Love it.
And when I was younger, I played a lot of games that simulated, you know, the Oregon Trail, kind of going out west.
Sure.
And basically leaving everything behind to pursue something new in hopes of aspiring to something.
Yep.
And that's essentially how I break down this first section, talking about, you know, when you start gaining, you know, some traction, and how you get those first views and all these different milestones, and then what you can do once you get a certain amount of viewership, and how you can use that as a launching point to then branch out into all these different ways that you can make income and revenue coming into just, you know, that seed of YouTube.
Yep.
You know, branching out to conventions, speaking, you know, doing, working with brands and stuff like that. So, like, there's a lot of aspects to it in this first part. And then the middle part of the book is called Traveler's Notes. And it is basically all my lessons that I took note of while going through this process.
Awesome.
So while the first part is more so a reflecting journey that people can parallel to their own story,
yep,
the middle part is basically, and actually the biggest part of the book, is it's like a guide where you can specifically go to these things. Oh, thumbnails. I want to know, video editing. I want to talk about optimizing. Oh, my video gets demonetized on YouTube. How can you do that? Yeah, I cover everything.
I was
because
blown away.
I want it to be a one-stop shop. Like, yeah. I don't want people to pick up the book and be like, I still have this question.
Yep.
Because, like, for me, when I was going through that, that was the most infuriating part. I felt like I was always being handed like a puzzle that I didn't have all the pieces to.
Yep.
And it's like, after doing that over and over and over again, I was like, no, I'm going to completely outline YouTube in every regard and every part they don't talk about, even in their own creator program.
Wow.
And just put it in a guide so someone can actually take something and get success from it.
Love it.
And the last part of the book because like, you know, my story is, you know, obviously my own, but also your story and what you're interested in may be slightly different. So I have 10 successful YouTubers, you know, very, you know, established people that I looked up to, even when I was starting, people who inspired me to start, people I tune into today.
Wow.
To get their stories and how they, you know, how, you know, their creative adventures on YouTube, how they, you know, there's ones that talk about, you know, building a business based on the YouTube. There's so many stories in there on different topics.
Love
whether
it.
You want to do like arts and crafts, or you want to do, you know, I do like gaming. I educate people through gaming. I entertain through gaming. There's pet channel. There's all these different things where, so if you can also dial into a specific genre, or I guess vertical, so that you can kind of take that knowledge and then reflect upon what you actually want to do with your, you know, with your channel.
Love it. Love it. Listen, this has been incredible. And the takeaways are just, are numerous. I mean, you're one of the books, as all of our authors, that we are so excited to publish, because Author Academy Elite literally wants to publish books that help solve people's problems. And your book is one of the first books I've ever found that really is a how-to guide for YouTube especially. You know, we've had other authors that we publish that are vloggers that talk about video across all platforms, but you dive so deep into this YouTube thing. And YouTube has even contacted you. What are you? Are you a, like a YouTube consultant now, or what is that title that you have?
I do consulting for, you know, different channels and things like that. Yeah. I haven't, so like, I've talked to YouTube about stuff.
Yeah.
I don't work with them directly, but you know, it's interesting. YouTube and what's interesting about YouTube in general is that, they often go to their creators for feedback on their platform, because like even YouTube themselves don't have all the answers to their own magical beast. So it's like, It's interesting being able to work with a platform that's always constantly evolving.
Yes.
But for me, YouTube has opened so many doors that I thought were shut. Like, you know, just being able to, you know, speak at events and then just put out something and knowing that like tens of thousands of people, some of my videos have millions of views. Some of them have hundreds of thousands of views. Like the fact that like all those are individuals, like all those are people somewhere in the world. And like, it's just, I guess it's incredible. Cause like, even for me, I'll be honest, like what also kept me from writing first and foremost, and now I have a better understanding of it and I shouldn't have let those fears get to me.
Right.
But like, I was afraid that like, well, if I write a book, who's going to see it?
Yep.
And I know there's obviously there's a lot of different avenues now, obviously going through your program, that like, you know, those fears that I had innately may have not mattered if I had just known, but like I use YouTube as a platform to launch the book, to basically accomplish all my goals. And all of it starts by just, you know, putting out videos specific to things that I know people are passionate about.
There's so many lessons here that I'm thinking about. One is that people are watching or listening today and they are communicators. And so many times we limit the medium of our communication to the spoken word. You know, I know a ton of authors who've never done video and they are great at the spoken word, but no one's been able to sample them through video. And you know, a lot of video people who everybody sampled them, but they are limiting the spoken word, this portable word where people can access their Kindle or their physical book and take it on a plane or in a jungle. So I think that the reason why I wanted Brad to come on today, number one, his story is so inspiring. A guy who says, I was trapped in a day job. I mean, you know, this was unplanned here, but I'm holding my book right here now that I see it. But, you know, you were your day job and you busted out and went into your dream job. You overcame so many self-limiting beliefs. You figured it out. You came up with a framework. You've gone pro with your passion. So first of all, that's inspiring for the Igniting Souls community. Number two, to come on and say, you know what? I've learned some tips, tricks, tools, and tactics. I've put it in a book. That book is, by the time you're watching this, it's available now. So folks, Brad's consulting rate is, of course, and it should be high because he offers a ton of value, but you can access the best of his thinking and experience for a few dollars. So grab that book. And then we found you to be so helpful that we actually invited you to Business Academy Elite, one of our programs. So you're going to be teaching as an adjunct professor, two modules, mm-hmm. I believe. And the modules are, we have like a 101 level and a 201 level. So some of the people watching today are Business Academy Elite students, but what are they going to get from 101 and 201 modules?
So basically I'm going to go over how you can take your business concept.
Yep.
So whatever you are trying to sell, whatever you're trying to accomplish,
yep.
and translate that over to YouTube in a way that makes sense for the people who are waiting there
yes.
and searching there.
Yep.
It's going to basically teach you the basics of YouTube as a platform
yep.
and how to set up these things, but also to think about the people who are searching, you know, getting yeah. in the mind of your potential customer.
That's huge.
Your potential viewer. So we'll have, you know, the basic session, yep. which is going to go over a lot of the entry level kind of things just yeah. to establish the framework and get things rolling. And then in the more, you know, the advanced session is going to go into the more of the strategy and,
right.
and more so the human perception.
Yep.
Like it's such an because like, I think one thing about putting out content is you always produce it from your point of view. However, until you have someone else see it, you yep. don't know if they're going to perceive it the same way. It's just like, you know, just like writing a book. Like,
yeah,
I wrote the book and then I realized like, you know, when people proofread the book and go through it, like they see things that I don't, even yep. though like I read through those pages countless times. It's the same thing with a video. You watch your video and you may not pick up on the subtlety that someone else will. So like, talking about, you know, the thumbnails and different things like that and how to make, you know, a really successful thumbnail so that it makes sense on all devices.
Yeah.
It's something that people don't think about. Like you make a thumbnail and then the text isn't readable or they can't make out what's on the thumbnail when they're viewing it on a mobile device. So like
exactly.
The more advanced session is going to dive into the inner workings of YouTube.
Fantastic.
Tips and tricks. And then basically some of the mental and the mentality
yeah.
of producing content.
And then we are bringing you to the Igniting Souls Conference, October 26th through the 28th in Columbus, Ohio, IgnitingSoulsConference.com. And we told you, hey, there's going to be entrepreneurs, authors, coaches, speakers there, and you're going to do a session where you're going to basically show how authors especially, but even entrepreneurs, can take their message and turn it into 5 searchable videos that they already have in their head. They just haven't put it out on video yet. And people are literally going to show up at that session and walk away with a framework and a map on how to take something like Day Job to Dream Job, whatever book they've written or are going to write, and literally extract videos from it. That is so huge. Because I think some people, you're right, they're too close to their book. It's like 150, 200 pages. And they're like, how do I put that in a 2-minute video? But
right.
you've done that for others, and you're going to show people a process. So I can't wait, Brad, to hear you speak at the conference as well.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited. I just think you'll, especially for the book, my book, the idea for the book is I'm going to develop actually a training video series.
Wow.
Because this, and in reality, this could be like 100 videos.
Yeah.
And really anything you write, anything you're producing could be multiple videos. And
yeah.
The interesting thing about dividing your knowledge into videos and putting them out on the web, you're casting like a huge net. So
yep.
like someone may come for your chapter 3 topic or this specific thing, but then be led back to your other talking points.
Interesting.
And it's a very interesting thing because like, you know, all these videos are like another rung on your, you know, or another, it makes your net bigger. So you
yeah.
cast this net and like you can catch all kinds of different fish.
Oh yeah.
And like, that's basically the mentality of it. Like the bigger, the more things you put out there, the more potential you have for people to come back and then discover your other topics. And then that will paint a picture where they can then make a decision.
I've called it digital breadcrumbs for a long
yep.
time, where if you want people to sample your main course, whatever that is, your product, your service, maybe you're an interior designer, maybe you're a nonprofit activist, you have to be giving digital breadcrumbs. Today, I'm close with certain people because I saw them online and sampled their video. And, you know, just last week I went to Tennessee, Brad, and there was most of the people there that I met prior was through social media and videos. And that's how I got to know them before I met them. So I agree. We live in an amazing time in history. And the people who are really going to make a dent in the universe are the people who tap into YouTube and other forms of media like Brad's been sharing. Where can people find out more about you?
You can go to swankyboxmedia.com. Is my basically my website where I have the book, and I'm going to be using, you know, that for the training classes and things like that. Also on YouTube. I mean, on the entertainment side, my channel is called Swanky Box. It's gaming oriented, so I'll be honest, it may not make, if you're not playing a lot of newer games, it may not make a whole lot of sense.
But I watched it and I was blown away.
Yeah. So, but the thing is, like, that's because, like, I know the audience of what I'm dialing into. So, like, I'm dialing into a specific audience for entertainment purposes.
Yep.
But the knowledge I'm pulling outside of that is what I'm using to run my different tests and calculations and then convert that into different formulas that work for different verticals and different forms of, you know, businesses and things like that.
Absolutely. Folks, check out Brad's stuff. He's fantastic. He's a thought leader. He's got a big heart. He's super generous. Grab his book, and then I hope to see you guys at the Igniting Souls Conference, where Brad, as well as other industry experts from all over the world, are going to be there. And Brad, we are already halfway through tickets, and we haven't even done our public launch yet. So it's an excited group of people, and I look forward to seeing you very soon.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome.
There you have it, the interview with Brad Burke. Go ahead and check out his new book as well, The YouTuber Journey. Next week, we have some fantastic value coming your way. That is our passion, to keep you a soul on fire. Thanks so much for listening. Again, if you could make your way over to iTunes, and we always appreciate any type of review. We check each one out, and we basically want to make the show the best it can be. So let us know your feedback. Let us know what you like. Let us know what you would like more of, and we will see you very soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.